Good morning. A little more humidity in the air and haze across interior New York and New England on this Thursday, and it's milder with temperatures starting out mainly in the lower to middle 60s. There are some 50s across parts of the higher terrain, but quickly everyone will climb with some hazy sunshine through the 60s and 70s during the morning and into the afternoon. High temperatures today will reach the middle 80s again as a front approaches from the north and west. This will bring an increasing chance at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around, especially late in the afternoon and through the evening hours. Overnight tonight, as the front continues to track through the region, we'll have showers and thunderstorms winding down and partly cloudy skies overnight as temperatures drop back into the lower and middle 60s. For the day tomorrow, high pressure will begin to move in, and we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a nice northwest wind flow developing, which will lower the humidity, and highs will be back up to around 80. This will all set us up for a great weekend weather-wise across the region, with high pressure dominating and anchored overhead, nothing but sunshine and beautiful temperatures and low humidity on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s, and we'll push it up into the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. As we hit the early part of next week, a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be in place, keeping temperatures warm in the mid-80s Monday through Wednesday. But with weak disturbances passing through from time to time, we'll have opportunities for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system located off the California coast will track northeast, bringing scattered thunderstorms to Northern California today and into Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and parts of Montana tomorrow. Numerous lightning strikes and gusty winds are forecast for this storm system. As a result, fire weather watches and warnings are in effect for most of the region. Meanwhile, while most of the rain has come to an end in the southeastern United States, the flood warnings continue for many rivers, streams, and creeks as the water is still running high and, in many cases, above flood stage. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Panama City, Florida, at 2:46 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, at 4:09 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 50 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 63, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 88 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 74, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 2 inches even for the month, which is 46 hundredths below normal. And 30.81 inches for the year, which is 5.66 inches above normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 84, that's 49 below normal. And 627 for the season, which is 128 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 93, set in 1916, and the record low, 39, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, warm, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some drying overnight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit cooler with lower humidity, highs around 80. Sunny skies in the upper 70s on Saturday with low humidity. More sunshine on Sunday in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, with scattered showers and thunderstorms around each day, and high temperatures mainly in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.